going. Luke chapter 2, if you would please, in your Bibles this morning. Again, thank you so much, visitors, for coming and being here with us, being part of our service, special service, Christmas service. Christmas is a great time of year. It's been so busy. I don't know about you. I'm sure it's busy for you too, but it's been so busy. You know, kids get out of school, and once you get out of school and you get into real life, you don't just get Christmas off, do you? I mean, you get the day maybe, but you don't get this. Everything else doesn't stop for Christmas. But it's been good. It's been good. It's been a blessing just to be able to celebrate it. Again, thank you so much for being a part of our service. I don't take it lightly. I know anywhere you go today, they might tell you that. But honestly, I remember a few years ago on a Christmas service, such much like this, where I think it was my family, maybe and five or six people in our, because our church had just got started. It's just a blessing, you men giving me that card, you people just being here with us today. I really mean that. I know that that you're doing it because of Jesus, and I. But that's a blessing to my heart, because that's all I want. I mean, no matter what I say, or no matter what you hear, or how you feel, you know, about preachers or whatever. What I want, I can't speak for every preacher, but what I want is for people to love the Lord.
Amen.
That's what I really want, is people to love the Lord enough to really to just give Him their very best. And I'm glad that you're here this morning. Luke chapter 2, if you would stand with me again one more time, out of love and respect for the Bible. I'll read a few verses here, and then I'll have a word of prayer. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's bow for prayer. Father, Lord, I still can't read this story without you stirring my heart, without praise and honor and true worship, Lord, resulting in my mind and my spirit. I thank you, Lord, for the truths of this story that we just read. I pray, Lord God, for a few minutes this morning that you'd help me to honor this story, honor the truths, honor, Lord God, what this really means this time of year, all year. But Lord, may it be fresh and may it be renewed in our hearts and our minds today for a little while. Please, I pray you not allow anything to distract your spirit. Please, God, bind the devil. Lord God, don't let him hinder what you want to do here today in every heart. Would we please, I pray, God, that all of us would be filled, those of us who are your children, be filled with your spirit. If there be one here today, Lord God, that needs to be saved, that does not have this Savior in their heart. Oh God, I pray you'd help me to make it very clear to them through your word and your power, and your spirit would convict them, God, and show them how wonderful it is to know that you're saved, how great it is to know that you have eternal life forever, and it's all by your grace. Help us, Lord, please. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing. What we have here is the Bible account, of course, of the what we call the birth of Christ, the manger scene, and etc. But it all started, and I want to start back in verse 1 there, where we began reading. It came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus. You understand, Roman Caesar, the Roman Empire, was world power during those days. And that's what it says there. It came to pass in those days. And Caesar Augustus was a Roman Caesar. He was not a godly man. He was not a Christian by any stretch of the imagination. He was not even, Christianity was not even a reality, you understand? All there was Jews and Gentiles. You understand, Christianity did not even come into play until Christ was here. Right? Now, but this man, I want you to notice just a few things here by way of introduction. This man, Caesar, who had no idea what God was about to do, but yet God was using him.
Right.
Look, God used this man, Caesar. I told you in Sunday school this morning that Jesus had to be born where? In Bethlehem. That's prophecy. You understand that Mary was not in Bethlehem when the Holy Ghost conceived in her womb the baby Jesus. Mary was in Galilee in Nazareth.
Right.
She was not in Bethlehem, but yet God's promise, God's prophecy that Jesus was going to come out of Bethlehem, Ephrathah, there in Micah chapter 5, it had to come to pass. Excuse me. So therefore, God was going to use a pagan king. God was going to use somebody, and the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 21 that the heart of the king is in the hand of God, and he turneth it whithersoever he will, just like a river. Have you ever seen a river from the sky, maybe a picture of an airplane, and there's a river and it just turns and winds through there? That God says that the king's heart is in the hand of God, and he turns it wheresoever he will. And he was working in Caesar's heart here. Yep. And I just want you to understand that God is not limited to anything.
Right.
God is not limited to only use certain people or certain... God can use anybody. Now listen, if God can use a Roman Caesar who has no idea who God even is...
That's right.
If God can use a Roman pagan who was idolater, by the way, if you know anything about history, the Roman Empire was very, very evil.
Yeah.
It was very immoral, very corrupt. There was nothing good about it as far as we would say good compared to God's word. However, God was going to make it come. Notice again, in those days it came to pass. It came to pass, it happened, church, that God was going to work in a man's heart who had no idea who he was, who had no idea what God wanted. He just said, I'm going to do? I want to put out a decree here. I'm going to stamp it with the seal of the Roman Empire, and all the world is going to be taxed. They're going to have to go up to their cities and be taxed, their hometowns. Now, God was working.
Yeah, I
suggest to you this morning, church, that God's always working.
Right.
God's always at work in hearts and lives, I believe, of everyone in this world. After all, He created all of us. He knows where we're at. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. That the hand, again, I told you that the king's heart is in the hand of God. God's working, God's moving, God's stirring, God's pushing, God's pulling, God's chastening, God's punishing, but God's also rewarding and blessing. God's always doing something in people's hearts.
Amen.
Now look, if God can work in a man like Caesar, don't you think God could use you?
Amen.
That's right.
Yep.
I'm just gonna read through this and bring out these things. Don't you think God, if God can use a man like Caesar to bring forth prophecy that Caesar had no idea?
Yep.
He had no idea what was going on. You and I have a big advantage, don't we? We have the Bible. I hope you have a Bible sitting in your lap for the most part. You have an understanding. Hey, listen, God is real. God is almighty. God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. We know God, don't we? But God still wants to use you. God still wants to use you.
That's right.
Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be a preacher or a missionary, but let me just stop right there and say, why not?
Yeah, come on, man, preacher.
Yep. Why not? Okay? After all, I mean, you say, well, I'm too old, I'm too tired, I'm too broke, I'm too dumb, I'm too smart, I'm too good looking, I'm too ugly. I mean, come on, we can find excuses, but yeah. God wants to use everybody.
Right.
And in our story here, that's what we start off with right off the bat. It came to pass. All the prophecies that we talked about in Sunday school are right here beginning to come to pass. And God's using a Roman Caesar, a man who has no idea who God is. Notice it says in verse 2, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Not only is he using the Roman Caesar, he's using a governor of Syria. You understand Syria, right? Syria, all those bad guys over there in the Middle East, all of those ISIS guys. Okay, not all of them. You understand? Don't label me. I'm just saying, Syria, they're God haters.
Yeah.
They're Israel haters. They're trying to destroy Israel. They're bombing Israel all the time. Okay, but God's using a Roman Caesar and a Syrian governor to bring His will to pass.
Amen.
I just think that's good.
Amen.
I just think that's exciting. I think that ought to help you as a Christian this morning, that Jesus is going to be born tomorrow, and we're celebrating these years, but it's all because God wanted it to happen, and God made it happen using people that you would have never chose.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
But who cares what we choose? Let's let God do what He wants
Amen.
To do. I think we can prove it. I think we can probably all agree here this morning that it's better just to let God do it His way.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
It's always better just to let God do it His way. He'll make it happen. And listen, if He said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I don't know how Jesus is going to come back. All I know is He's going to come back. I don't know how. Listen, I don't know how God literally gave me His own Spirit in me. But why would I doubt that? He's God.
Amen.
You see, I don't know how. I don't even understand why God would even love me and care enough about me. I don't understand why God created me, then let me sin, and then saved me by sending His only begotten Son. All I know is that was God's choice to do it that way, and I'm glad that I can celebrate that and enjoy that for the rest of eternity.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm just happy to let God do it His way.
Yes, amen.
God can use anybody. I mean, He's used some of you to lead people to Christ. He's used some of you to teach Sunday school classes. He's using some of you this morning to drive church vans and pick people up and bring them to church. He's using me, for goodness sakes, to stand here and preach this. You know, there's many of you that could do a lot better job than this, and there's many people all around this world that would be a much better candidate for this pulpit, but the fact is they just won't let God.
Right.
You know, I just said, God, okay, if you want to use me, I don't know. I just don't think there's anything greater in life than to be used by God. So if you want me to do something, God, I'll do it. I'll do the best I can. I fail, I fall down, God gets me back up. But the thing is, I just let God, if you want me to work for you and you want to use me, okay, here am I. Take my hands, take my feet, take my mouth, just use me, God. And listen, God can. He just needs you. He just needs me. He just needs us to say, okay, I'll do it if you want me to.
That's right.
I mean, that's what I talk. Turn back to Matthew chapter 1. That's what I'm sorry. Luke chapter 1, just one page. That's another place I'm going later. Luke chapter 1, there where God announced this to Mary that it was going to happen. And the Bible says in verse 26 of Luke chapter 1, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. That's where Mary was living. And to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And she said, I know. I'm a good girl. No. She didn't say that. She saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation, who in the world are you talking to? That's what she said in our English. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. What does that mean? God wants to use you.
God says,
you are my choice to bring my only begotten Son into this world. Now, we know that she had to be a virgin. We know that. Yep. We know that she had to be a Jewish girl. We know that. We know that she had to be a spouse to the lineage of David, because Jesus was a descendant of David in order to take the throne of David. You understand? All of those things. So it couldn't just be anybody, but there was other girls that fit that description.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? Are you listening? There were other girls that fit that description. God said, you found favor with me, Mary. And listen, we're all sitting in an independent Baptist church with a free freedom in America to come together and hold our Bibles and sing and rejoice and have open assembly and preach Jesus Christ and just get all excited about Jesus. And we have the right to go out here and tell people about Christ and hand out gospel tracts. Listen, I believe America's found favor with God.
Matter of fact,
I know America's found favor with God. And listen, God wants us to do something with it. God wants us to do something with that favor. He said, Mary, you found favor with God. Listen, he didn't have to be Mary, but Mary did have to surrender.
That's right.
Amen.
Mary did have to say, let's read on here. I'm going to jump ahead, but it said verse 31, Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus.
Amen.
Man. That just does something in my heart, folks. I can't explain it to you, but that same Jesus is in my heart.
Amen.
And I call him Jesus.
Amen.
He's my Savior.
Amen.
He's my friend.
Amen.
He's my confidant. I can tell him anything.
Amen.
He knows everything about me, and he still loves me.
Amen.
Verse 32. He shall be great.
Yep.
Now, wait a minute. He's talking to Mary.
Right.
She's probably 13, maybe 14. They got married young back then. Don't get any ideas. oh, boy. But she's just really still very wet behind the ears. And he said, Mary, you're going to have the great, again, verse 32, the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
Amen.
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary's jaw was like,
yep, that's right.
And then she closes her mouth and gets her, and she says, Gabriel, I'm a virgin. Now, right then and there you think, uh-oh, mom and dad forgot to teach her something, didn't they? Because the prophecies are already there. They should have known that it was going to be a virgin. But she says, how can this be, seeing I know not a man? How can I have a son? I've never been with a man, and I'm not married yet. And I'm not married yet, so therefore I'm not going to be with a man until I'm married. That's the way God does it. All right, I know I just stepped on your toes, but anyway, the fact is, God's way is better. But Mary doesn't understand. She says, how's this going to happen? Now, here's the beautiful thing. Verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost. Now, wait a minute. I've got an angel talking to me. He's sent from God. He's telling me what God the Father has said. He says, I'm going to give birth to Jesus the Son, and it's going to come from the Holy Ghost. Wow! What a day Mary had.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, she's got the whole Trinity going on crazy. Everything's right there, folks. It's right there. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing, that seed of Abraham, God Almighty, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That's good right there. Listen to me. That's how you got saved.
That's right.
That is salvation right there. Think about that for a minute. When you got saved, it's because the Holy Ghost came upon you.
Yep.
That's right.
And said, you're not saved.
That's right.
You're a sinner. Not only are you a sinner, but because of that sin, you can't go to heaven.
Right.
You come short of the glory of God.
Right.
Not only that, but the wages of that sin is death.
Yeah.
And death in hell cast into the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone day and night forever and ever.
Right.
Torment, punishment. And the Holy Ghost came upon you and said, and you said, oh, and it was hard for you to breathe for a while. It was for me.
Yeah.
I remember the day.
Yep.
And then the power of God began to overshadow you. Wait a minute. The Holy Ghost convicted you, but then the power of God is... Wait a minute. Isn't that... Romans 1:16 says, "Behold, therefore I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God." Come on, y'all. Help me out. You know the Bible. It is the power of God. So the Holy Ghost came upon you and convicted you. Then the gospel light began to shine over you, overshadow you, and God began to tell you that, listen, you can be saved. You can have Christ in you. That's what he's telling her. He's telling her, Mary, the Holy Ghost, through the power of God, is going to put Christ in you. Now, I'm overweight, and I'm a man, so I'm not, I have Christ in me, but in a very different way.
Amen. Amen.
And those of you who are here today that have been saved, Christ is in you.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
You understand, all of Christ is in you.
Yep. Amen.
This is how it happened. Yeah. This is a picture in one verse of salvation. Yeah. The Holy Ghost came upon you, convicted you, the power of the gospel began to overshadow you, and that holy thing which was born in you shall be called the... Come on. The who? Who is that? His name shall be called?
Jesus.
Where is he?
My heart.
Glory to God. That's salvation right there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's exciting stuff, man. See, Jesus came to that manger, but it all started in this little Mary.
Yeah, that's right.
And here's, I was getting somewhere with this, but you know, God's, the Word of God's exciting to me. I hope you bear with me, amen. But notice, then in verse 36, he tells her about her cousin Elizabeth. She conceived her son, and then, but in verse 37, I want you to notice here, with God.
Man.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Yeah,
that's where I was. That's where I was going. With God, nothing shall be impossible. I'll use a Roman Caesar to make my will come to pass. I'll use a Syrian governor to make my will come to pass. I'll even use a little virgin to make my prophecies come to pass. I'll use my Holy Ghost. I'll overshadow you with the power of God. And Jesus Christ will come into this world, and nobody or nothing's going to stop it.
Yeah.
And they couldn't.
Amen.
Because with God.
Yes.
With God.
Yes, amen.
Let me ask you something. What's going on in your life right now that's humanly impossible for you to fix?
Come on, preacher. That's right.
Just stop right there. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, right now is fine, but tomorrow morning especially when you wake up, and before you run to the tree and start ripping everything open, why don't you stop?
Yeah.
And realize, with God...
Yes.
There's nothing impossible.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And today is just another proof of that.
Yes.
Amen.
Tomorrow morning, when you think about Jesus and his birth, and what I just read to you is humanly, folks, listen, it's impossible.
Right.
You scientists are never going to be able to reproduce that.
That's right.
I said all of the most intelligent scientists, and they're plenty intelligent because God gave them the brains, but they're never going to be able to create life.
That's right.
Glory to God. I'm talking about God in heaven putting life in a little girl who had never been with a man. I'm talking about the same God in heaven putting life in me, Brother Matt. That I had no way of ever doing it myself. Nobody can create life but God. And he created life right there in that little girl. And here's why. Look in verse 38. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to what?
Thy word."
Thy word.
Yes, amen.
What's that, preacher? That's surrender.
Yeah.
That's a yielding to God's word.
That's right, preacher.
Listen, I don't want to. I may not get any further than this today. That's fine. But this is important.
Amen.
God is saying to you, sir, to you, ma'am. He may be saying, "I want to put Christ in you."
Yeah.
Amen.
Christ is not in you yet. But by the way, he that hath the Son hath life.
Right. Amen.
But he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
That's right.
Yep.
There's only two kinds of people in this world.
Right.
Rich and poor, no. Yeah. Famous and no. Let's see. Pretty and ugly.
Amen.
No. I don't listen, I'm not looking at anybody when I say those things either. But God only sees two.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You either have Jesus in you,
right. Yep.
Or you don't.
That's right.
Amen.
And this is how he puts them in there.
Right. Yep.
Amen. Holy Ghost comes upon you and says, you're guilty. Uh-huh. You've broken the law of God. Mm-hmm. You've sinned.
Amen.
And then the power of the gospel overshadows you and says, but look, you don't have to stay that way.
Yeah.
You can be cleansed. You can be forgiven. But there's only one way, Christ in you. That's the only hope of glory.
That's right.
And if you have that Son, which, amen, if you're saved this morning, go ahead and say amen again.
Amen.
It's because you have the Son of God in you.
Yes. Amen.
See, and that may be what God's trying to do to you right now. Tell you, you don't have the Son of God in you.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, listen, I didn't say sitting in church. I didn't say getting baptized. I didn't say doing good things. I didn't say celebrating Christmas. I didn't say, you know, giving gifts. I didn't say read your Bible or even praying. I said Christ has to be in you, and without that, there's no hope.
That's right.
And it may be what God's trying to say to you today if you're not saved.
That's right.
Boy, what a great day to get saved, huh?
Amen.
Christmas Eve.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christmas Eve. Amen. When did you get saved? Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2017. God gave me everlasting life. He put Christ in me. Yeah. The Holy Ghost convicted me. The gospel light shone. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And God said, okay, I'll save you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because with God,
yes,
all things are possible.
That's right.
You said, preacher, you don't know what I've done.
Hey.
You don't know what I've done.
That's right.
No, I don't know what you've done. And if usually when a conversation starts out like that, I usually don't want to know.
That's right.
Amen.
But the good thing is, I don't have to know.
Amen.
You don't have to confess it to me or to some priest. You just need to say, God, I'm a sinner, I'm guilty, and I need Jesus to save me. I believe, I call upon Him, I receive that gift of everlasting life, and that is when God gives you Jesus,
amen.
The Son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And of course, that's eternal life.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way I'm going to hell is if Jesus goes to hell.
Yeah.
The only way I'm going to die is if Jesus dies. And that ain't going to happen, by the way.
Yeah.
Amen. Not the only, and by the way, the only reason I'm going to heaven is because of Jesus.
Right.
His righteousness. That's what this is all about.
Yes,
that's what Christmas is all about. Amen. This little girl said, okay, according to thy word, I'll do it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how you got saved.
Yeah.
Do you remember when somebody told you the word of God?
Amen.
And you said, oh, really? Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, let's pray. Oh, God, I'm a sinner. God, save me. I need to. Oh, Lord, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying. Oh, yes, I accept Jesus. In Jesus' name. And it's all... It's all done.
Amen.
It's all done. Immediately, boom, it's finished. You're saved.
That's right.
Signed, sealed, delivered. You're as good as in heaven.
That's right.
Wow, that's good stuff. It was all because of God's word. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This little girl's faith was a little bit shaky, wasn't it? How can this be? I don't know any man.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, come on, that's a logical question.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like when many people, before they get saved, again, they ask questions like, well, how can this be? What if I don't live up to it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I say, well, no, you're not going to live up to it.
Yep.
That's why He sent Jesus to die.
Amen.
That's why He sent Christ to the world. Amen. He was born to die upon Calvary.
That's right.
But listen, but the beautiful part of it is you don't have to be good enough. You don't have to live up to it. Yep. Just as I am, right. Without one plea.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
He saved me. If He can save me, He can save any flea.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what God may be doing in your heart. Or secondly, this morning, this Christmas season, it may be a time for you just to say, God, if you can do that with someone like Mary, who's really, by the way, Mary is not to be worshipped, church. I think you know that this morning. But Mary is not to be worshipped. She just said, okay, God. She just said, okay, God. Now, That's all a missionary is. That's all a Christian is. That's all a God-fearing person is. Yep. That's all a pastor is. That's all a soul winner is. That's all a tither and giver. That's all a joyful Christian is someone who says, "Okay, God, whatever your word says, I'll do it."
That's right.
That doesn't save me, understand? Right. You understand? Her saying, "Okay, be it unto me according to thy word," that didn't put Jesus in her.
Right.
Does that, you see what I'm saying there? Yeah. That didn't put Jesus in her. Yeah. Jesus was put in her by God, the power of the Most High. Remember that. Remember that verse. It says that over the Holy Ghost, right? And the power of the Highest. That's what put God, Jesus, in her.
Right. Yeah.
That's what put Jesus in your heart when you got saved. It wasn't your faith.
Right.
Yep.
Listen now. Be careful. If it was your faith, then you did it.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Right.
Oh. If it was my faith, then that means I did it.
Right.
Amen. But listen, listen, no. All I did was accept it.
Yes, ma'am.
All I did was receive it. All I did was believe it and let God do what he wanted to do. Open my heart, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door unto me, I will come in unto him and will sup with him and he with me. Jesus said, I'm not going to barge my way in. I'm a gentleman. I'm just going to knock on your heart's door and say, will you let me in? And when you let me in, it's me that comes in. It's God that gets the glory, not me. All I did was open the door.
Amen.
Mary doesn't get the glory.
Yep.
Mary doesn't get the credit. All she did was say, okay, God, I'll let you be God. I'll give you my life.
That's right.
My body.
Amen.
That's how you got saved.
Yep.
Your faith didn't save you. Right. You're saved by grace.
Amen.
The grace of the power of the Highest. All he did was give you that life when you opened the door.
That's right.
Don't take credit for it.
Amen.
That's ridiculous. No way. God can't. God will not share that glory. Here's what I'm saying, though. He may be saying you need to be saved this morning. But secondly, he may be saying to you, if you're already saved, stop fighting me.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
See, there's some. Listen, I'm done. I didn't get anywhere. I didn't get anywhere else. That's fine. There's something in your life right now that's going on.
Yep.
That's humanly impossible. And God's not coming through.
Yep, that's right.
And here's what I'm saying to you this morning. Is it may just be he's waiting for you to say like Mary, behold, the handmaid, the servant of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.
That's right.
Amen. I'll do what you say.
Amen.
Can I say to you that that's what Christmas is all about?
That's right.
Amen.
Mary said, I'll do what you say, Lord.
Amen. That's right. Yep.
Then Jesus said, I'll go where you tell me to go, Father.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen.
And he went all the way to that cross.
That's right.
Started in that manger.
Yep.
Because he said, be it unto me according to thy word.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yep, that's right.
The Word was with God.
Amen.
The Word was God.
Amen.
And that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It started in the manger.
Yep, that's right.
And his glory was beheld as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But it started in the heart of a little girl who said, whatever you want, whatever your word says.
That's right.
And the impossible began to happen in her life.
Sure.
The humanly impossible began to unfold in her life.
That's right.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah. Yeah.
God wanting to do something and people said, okay, Lord, you can do it.
Right.
Use me.
Yep.
Now, he's going to bring it to pass anyway. Like I talked about with Caesar and the governor in Syria there, Cyrenius. He's going to bring it to pass if it's prophesied. But listen to me, nowhere in the Bible has God said that you will automatically be in heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
There's no such doctrine.
Yeah.
Now, he's not willing that you perish. He's not willing that anybody go into a devil's hell. But Christmas is the greatest time of the year, and we're celebrating one thing. Yes. That he came yes. to save Amen. His people from their sins.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
But nowhere in the Bible does he promise you salvation just because, you know, your name is Jim Bob or you live in Denton or...
Right.
No. It's only according to his word that you, by faith, yield your life to him and let him give you the Son of God.
Amen.
Now listen, I'm saved. I remember the day. But you don't worship me no more than you worship Mary.
Right.
It's God's grace.
Amen.
It's God's power.
Amen.
It's God's righteousness. It's God's mercy. It's God's everlasting compassion. Now listen, I'm going to heaven, but not because I deserve it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Amen.
I get to preach the Bible every time the doors are open here, unless I let somebody else preach. And you think, well, you know, that's no big deal. No, listen, stop. That is a big deal.
That's right, brother.
That is a very big deal because there's no greater joy than to just serve the Lord. And this is what God wanted me to do.
Amen.
I didn't choose this.
Right.
Some of you wishing that I would have chosen something else. I didn't choose this. God chose this for me.
Yeah, right.
And so as I yield my life to him, listen, there's no greater joy. That's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. That's what Joseph did. That's what God wants you to do. This Christmas year, this season will be a good day. Right now, Christmas Eve, say, Lord, I surrender to you. I need to be saved.
Amen.
I need to be saved.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Tired of playing games.
Amen.
Listen, I promise you, when that babe was conceived, how many of you ladies have ever carried a child in your womb and didn't know it? Of course you knew it. There's a living being inside your belly.
Right. Yeah.
Now, that's like a person saying, well, I don't know if I'm saved or not. I guess I'm saved. I think I'm going to... What?
Right. Come on.
There's a living God in that heart.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Listen, if you don't know you're saved, listen to me. It's a good possibility you're not.
Right.
Yep, that's right. Amen.
If a woman says, well, I don't know if I'm pregnant or not, good possibility, you know, after a certain amount of time, you understand. Probably not. There's going to be proof.
Amen.
Right.
Yep.
Amen.
There was proof of her pregnancy.
Right.
There's proof of salvation, too.
That's right. That's right.
Outwardly and inwardly.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. It's all about Jesus.
Yes, absolutely.
And when he showed up in that little girl's womb, listen to me, everything changed.
Amen.
It was all because she said, be it unto me according to thy word.
Amen.
Are you saved this morning?
Amen.
Are you really saved?
Amen.
I don't know, preacher, I guess. Listen now. Don't play games.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Something as big as God's very only begotten Son moving into this house. Listen, don't tell me you don't know it.
Yeah. Right.
If you don't know it, you need to make sure today.
Amen.
And how about, secondly, if you are saved, what does God want to do with you?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
What does God want to do with you? And why are you keep saying no?
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Why do you keep saying no?
Oh, preacher.
I mean, what are you trading God's perfect will for?
Mom.
Money?
Preach.
Well, what are you trading the will of God for your life? What are you trying to stick in place of that?
Yeah, amen.
A job?
Mom. Preach.
I mean, don't you know, I don't have a job. I'm a preacher. Come on, y'all are too uptight now. Come on, don't get serious. Don't get scared. A job?
Ball, free.
What about Jesus? He's better than a job. What about the will of God? That's better than walking around wondering what you're supposed to do all your life. Find the will of God according to his word and just do it.
Amen.
I promise you. Mary's in heaven today.
Yep.
And she's glad. She says, be it unto me.
Amen.
According to thy word.
Yep.
I promise you, the devil put some thoughts in her mind right about then. Hey, Mary, that's not possible. Mary, you can't do that. I mean, Mary, come on. Jesus, Savior, in you. Are you serious? God was serious.
That's right. Amen.
Well, God was serious. I'm serious. God can, because with God, look in verse 37, Luke chapter 1, and I'm done. Look what it says. Read it out loud with me, if you would. Oops. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. One more time. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. If you died right now, and you're saved,
yep,
you go to heaven.
That's right. Amen.
But without God, that would be impossible.
That's right.
That's
absolutely,
right.
Brother. That's right.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one's looking around.